The word of God has been chosen to be laid upon your hearts this morning. It's from Genesis 28, verses 10 to 15. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. He took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land in which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And you and your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow students of the Word, fellow redeemed. When I was in Sunday school and I heard this story about Jacob and Esau, I always pictured them as being in the late teens, maybe early 20s. And so I sympathized with this poor young man, having to leave his mom, his dad, his family, his hateful brother, and go out to somewhere he's never been before. It wasn't until maybe high school or college that I found out how old Jacob really was at this time. Do you know how old he is? He's 77 years old. Now, in Adam's day, that'd be pretty young. But at Jacob's time, that's about middle age. Jacob's grandfather, Abraham, lived to be 175. His father, Isaac, when he deceived him, was 137. He's already kind of old and blind. But even at the mature, middle-aged age of 77, Jacob still was filled with loneliness and fear and uncertainty and anxiety as he fled from his brother in the wilderness. He traveled a few days, was about 70 miles from home, when, in his tiredness, he laid down to sleep. God had a special treat for this fear-filled, conscience-plagued son of his. Behold, a ladder, a stairway from heaven. Behold, angels ascending and descending. Behold, the Lord. What do you think Jacob thought when he saw this vision in his dreams? Do you think he was fear-filled? Thinking that God would condemn him for his disobedience, his deception, his selfishness, his lack of love? He definitely deserved a divine tongue lashing. He deserved a strong condemnation and a blistering punishment for his sins. But instead, Jacob heard the Lord say to him, I am with you. I will keep you. I will give to you. I will bring you back. I'll not leave you until I've done what I've spoken to you. The Lord passes unto Jacob the promise of a return to this land, that this land would be his children and descendants, and that through him all the families on the earth would be blessed. How can this be? Isn't this the vengeful, tyrannical, sometimes bloodthirsty God of the Old Testament? That's what many people think. If God is a God of justice, and in his justice he demands obedience, and is a penalty for disobedience, as we see from the Old Testament times, but primarily, God is a God of grace. Remember the story of the prodigal son who took his father's inheritance that had been given to him, wasted it all, and he realized what he had done. And he came back to his father saying, I don't deserve to be even called a son. I've come back. Make me a servant, Father. He wanted to demonstrate that he learned his lesson, but even as he's ready to give his rehearsed confession to the Father. The Father put a robe on his shoulder, a ring on his finger, and sandals on his feet. He killed a fatted calf. He called for a feast of celebration and said, "For this my son was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found." One commentator wrote about that parable, "Where's the justice in that? Where's the punishment? Where's the grim-faced, prove me you're really sorry, fire and brimstone father?" There's none of that. Only the scandalous, shocking absolution. And as it was with the prodigal son, so it was with Jacob, and so it is with every single one of us, children of the Heavenly Father, as we stumble and fall and falter on our walk following Jesus as his disciples. Psalm 103, verse 10 says, "He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. If he did, we'd all be dead and damned to hell." But David continues in Psalm 103, "For as the heavens are higher above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the earth is from the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him." We need to remember those words and read and reread and reread them every single day of our lives. The Lord is revealing to us in this story of the dream of the ladder to heaven is that he's the only way to the Father. He's the only stairway. He's the redeemer of the lost. He's the shepherd of the wayward. As he dealt with Jacob, so he deals with us sinners in his mercy and grace. Do we deserve it? Certainly not. But that's the point. That same commentator wrote about this lesson, "The Lord didn't choose a rule-following, cream of the moral crop, most likely never to do anything shameful man, to be one of the patriarchs of the Old Testament people of God. Instead, he chose a disciple with a shady past, a troubling future, a dysfunctional family, and a heart drunk on ego, to be his number one guy." This event, this Bible lesson, makes it very clear that being a disciple of Jesus is not about us climbing up the moral ladder of spiritual success to meet Jesus, but it's about Jesus coming down that ladder and meeting us at the bottom of the ladder with his mercy and his grace and forgiving love. He's the one who climbed down to one of us. He's the one who climbed down to save us. And he's the one who's with us daily in his word. Amen. We'll continue with hymn 785, "Children of the Heavenly Father."